My mom stays with me the rest of the afternoon and evening, sitting by the side of my bed. She works on a new crossword puzzle, while I lie there, thinking of ways to get back at Freddy and his goons. One way would be to catch that rat that lives in the football stadium and put it in a steel box with a hole in it and strap it to Freddy with a hole against his body so that the only way for the rat to get out is to chew its way through Freddy's stomach. Or I could soak his Nikes in gasoline and light them on fire while they're on his feet. Or I could just ask Andy to beat the crap out of him. Where is Andy, anyway? I figured he would come as soon as he heard I was in the hospital. Of course, since Freddy will be in jail, I probably won't get a chance to do any of that. But thinking about it helps me forget about the pain in my chest, my head, and my ear. When visiting hours are over, Andy still hasn't shown up. My mother packs up her pencils and graph paper. "Did you tell Andy I'm here?" I ask. She sighs. "No, dear, I did not." "Why not?" "I'm sorry, Douglas," she smiles, her weariest smile. "I must have forgotten." I don't sleep well in strange places, and the hospital is as strange as it gets, with all the weird noises and smells and the scratchy sheets, and it doesn't help that I still ache all over my body. I'm still not asleep at 10:30 when Andy strolls into the room. "I hear you got yourself a job as a punching bag for the football team," he says. "How'd you get in here? Visiting hours are over." "I just walked in. Nobody said anything. I couldn't come earlier because we had rehearsals for the new play." "That's okay." Andy sits down next to the bed and looks closely at my torn ear. "Dougie, you're a mess." "It was Freddy and Ty and Aaron." "I heard. The cops picked up all three of them." That news and Andy's presence made me feel much better. They say I can go home in the morning. Andy reaches out and rests his warm hand on my arm. "I'm glad you're okay," he says. "But I have to tell you something." "I told you so."
"Told me what?"
"That you'd get in trouble for sneaking around Woodland Trails."
"Oh.
You could have been hurt worse."
"I know. I tried to yell for you, but they stomped the air out of my chest."
"I'm sorry. I can't always be around to help you."
"I thought I was going to die."
"I won't let you die."
"I won't let you die either."
"I know." I see the tears gathering in his blue eyes, and tides of joy wash over me. He cares. He really cares what happens to me. And he is the only one who understands.